It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We are back, crack.
Yo. Yeah, no, I said we have a full show this week.
Yeah.
Because in the last couple of weeks, we've had some guests. We've had some. I never got to all these topics and points, and we're never going to get to them today, actually. I was just out to breakfast, and I was loading them one at a time. And I was like, whoa, I got like 13. There's no way we can get to 13 subjects. But some good ones, too. So let's get away. Let's start off. I mean, let me tell you, the first thing was I had my alarm on my phone for a day ahead of time for your dad's 80th birthday.
Yes.
Which is today.
Yes.
So I said, do you think we can call him?
Yeah, I was on the same page. Do you want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Like FaceTime? Do I just FaceTime him?
This is going to be cold, too, so he's probably not going to answer a FaceTime, will he?
I don't know. Let's find out. Yeah. Let's find out. Trav, the monitor's not on up there. Does it need to be on or no? Doesn't matter.
I also get to see myself.
It'd be funny if I call him on FaceTime, he doesn't answer, and then you call him and he does answer.
No.
Wait, can my ego handle this? I don't know. All right, hold on.
According to the people on YouTube here, I don't know.
I'm calling him. Calling him. Still got nothing on that monitor, Travis, but it's okay. I don't need it.
Yeah, weak or no signal.
Oh, he answered and then hung up.
Oh, I heard her answer. Does he not know how? Like, I do that once in a while.
To try him again?
You hit the wrong button.
Try him again.
Or did he not answer? Did he just say, leave me alone?
I don't know.
We're going to find out now.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out if Tony Orlando's going to answer his son. Oh, wait. Hold it.
Oh, you can't?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know you were. Okay.
Is he busy?
Never mind. It's all good.
Oh, okay.
No, only I can see you right now.
Yeah.
I was going to show you the crack man we were calling to say happy birthday.
No, I just want to say happy birthday to you because.
Hang on.
All right. I love it.
Tell me you still mess around with groupies.
Oh, huh? Oh. There it is.
Yo.
How you doing?
What's going on? Happy birthday. I had it in my notes yesterday. My alarm went off to call you. I said, you know what? I'm going to save it live for the show. So,
well, listen, like an 80-year-old, I'm laying in bed on my birthday.
That's okay.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, so now I'm 80. What does this mean? I never thought I'd see this number. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, the odds are up against me. I have them up in two different casinos. Me making 80, it's the no is a large favorite, but.
Just good. So you know, I don't care what the odds are. I'm not betting. I'm betting you're going to be around for a long time.
I'd love to get to that. But, no, Tony, I wanted to say, I love you, too. Honestly, you the way you treated my Aunt Dolores came down from the Bronx. She talks about it. She's texting me. If you've seen the text that she sent me for the last like couple of weeks since the show at Resorts, you wouldn't believe it. She's like, Bill, my life is complete. I said, your life is complete? Tony Orlando's completing lives. But she, you know, we had a great time. Joe Piscopo, who I love, you know, we're hanging out there with you, all your people. I'm sorry I missed the show up in Mohegan Sun. But you had a great time. There's so many clips, John. They're coming out every day.
Yeah.
I have a YouTube setting where anything
Tony.
Let
me tell you something.
Yeah.
John, I think John will back me on this. That was the most amazing night of all time. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, the one we did in Atlantic City was wonderful. But what happened, something magical happened at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
And I can't even explain it. It was had a fairy tale feeling ending to it all, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's so
a fairy tale.
Almost the entire show is on YouTube, just to let you know. There's so many videos every day coming out. You know, the whole thing with Cousin Brucey, there's like a 6-minute skit with him.
Where is that coming from?
Yeah, people in the audience.
People from the audience just putting it up.
Oh, yeah. Every day, every day it's going up.
You had 11,000 something people there, so cell phones were jumping.
Oh,
you know?
I'll
amazing.
Send you a couple
the
of
The one
them. Yeah.
with him and the girls
was great.
It's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it lately, but in 3 days it had like 300,000 views.
I said that. Yeah.
You sent it to me.
Yeah.
You sent it to me. Yeah.
I said, do you believe all these? They're great.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Thelma said about going back on the road?
No. Uh-oh, they're coming back.
She says, we're going to go back on the road. I said, no, we're not. She goes, yeah, I have a great name for the tour. I said, what is it? She We can't get rid of him, tour.
Wow. Yeah. You and Mick Jagger and Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, right.
Yeah. Well, you know, crew. He reserves the right to come back just like any other of the greats. All the greats come back.
I'm kind of done, and I'm having a tough – it's bittersweet. Half of me goes, what the hell did I do? And the other half goes, the smartest movie ever made.
Right.
So – somewhere in the middle is where I'll end up.
Well, good. Well, good. We wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I'm so glad we're doing the show live. So, and listen, Tony, you made my aunt's life. You made her life, and my cousin Chris. It was one of the greatest times. Your people are so good; they got us back there. And you know, something you don't know. So my cousin Chris, so the one guy says only 2 years go backstage for now. My cousin Chris couldn't get back there, so. Joe Piscopo, he's taking a picture with Joe Piscopo walking out, and he's like, my aunt's back, my mom's back there, my cousin Billy. And Joe walked him. He goes, come on, come with me. Joe Piscopo went back out, took him back in.
I love it.
I'll tell you what, he's like you. But
by the way,
you...
Crack, he's one of the great guys.
Oh, man.
Believe it. He is the most multi-talented. Have you ever seen him live?
I haven't, but I love the movie Wise Guys with Danny DeVito and Joe Piscopo, filmed at resorts, I told him.
Right. Well, he does it all. He does a great stand-up. He's the most incredible drummer you'll ever see in your
life. I didn't know that.
Jono.
Wow.
He does a solo that gets a standing ovation. It's unbelievable.
Really?
He's a great guitar player. He's a comic. He's a radio host.
Big host.
With a big show.
Big host.
Big
show on 77.
A political oriented show.
Right.
And then he does the Sinatra show on Sundays at WABC. But he's multi talented.
On Saturday Night Live, didn't he used to do Sinatra? He did a great impression,
I think. Yeah. He did so many impressions.
He did more.
Oh, so good.
He did Jerry Lewis very well.
Jerry Lewis, oh my God.
But there's one particular great sketch with him and Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy plays Stevie Wonder. And Joe plays Sinatra, and they're both together.
Oh, wow.
Hysterical.
Wow.
Go to YouTube and see it. It's hysterical.
When are you coming to Vegas next? I know you just got back. You're probably chilling.
I think I'll be in Vegas probably in July.
Okay.
August.
All right. We know why. We're saving Peter Luger's, which is the famous steakhouse from New York, which opened up here at Caesars. We're saving a night there for you when you come in, all right?
Let me tell you about that restaurant.
Okay.
That restaurant sits under the Brooklyn Bridge in New York.
That's right.
And I met there many a time with Tommy Lasorda and Joe DiMaggio.
You're kidding me.
He just comes out. He just drops bombs. I never heard any of this. I never heard any of these stories.
Only Joe DiMaggio and I were there together.
Oh, did I forget to tell you the time I had dinner with Joe DiMaggio?
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, Joe DiMaggio, that was his favorite restaurant. And Tommy was brought there by Joe the very first time. And then Tommy said, come on with me. I want you to meet Joe DiMaggio. Of course, I was excited. And I remember it because it was under the Brooklyn Bridge. It was the best steak I ever had in my life.
I still think it is. I really do. I went to Joe's all the time. Joe Stone Crab over here, but now I go to Peter Luger's.
So. What about the bacon? Do you get the side of bacon?
Yeah, the bacon.
It's so good.
Tomato,
the appetizer bacon.
Forget about it.
So good.
The practice round.
All right, well... Yeah.
The backstory on that, Joe DiMaggio's agent was Norman Brokaw.
Oh, right, of course.
Why was he his agent? Because Norman was Marilyn Monroe's agent
from
the time he was 15 years old.
And he introduced them.
Yeah.
Right?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tony. We love you,
buddy. We love you. We'll see you later.
Hey, Crack.
Yeah.
Thanks for being in my son's life.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having him here. Thank you. See you, Tony.
All right, we'll see you later.
Okay, John.
Bye.
Now,
there it is.
That was great that he answered.
Yeah.
You can't correct the great Tony Orlando. It's the Williamsburg Bridge. But look, hold on.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll take it. Yeah.
No, but imagine what a check raise that check raise.
Yeah,
raise. I'll raise you a Lasorda.
Yeah,
and I'll double raise you at DiMaggio.
DiMaggio. Yeah. I never even heard this.
Jesus, he's with Lasorda and DiMaggio.
This is crazy.
My God,
that's crazy.
It's great. That's great, John. It's just,
the stories he's probably forgotten.
Remember when he was here? The time he was here with us, there was four. You never knew.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's wild.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff.
Before we started rolling, we were talking about how the shows really seems to be. Our show's just gaining momentum, and you were reading some really nice
comments. I wanted to read some of nice the comments from the last show.
And then maybe a not-so-nice comment.
So, John,
start with the good
one. John, you're a terrific partner with Bill. You don't interrupt. Act smarter than the guest. Talk more, listen. Or, he said, act smarter again than the guest. So that's very he's really pushing that. You are a refreshing interviewer in an industry of egos and lack of humility. I really enjoy your style.
I love. What's that guy's name? Can we shout him out? He's my new favorite fan of our show.
Peter Waltry or
Peter, thank you.
Peter.
Yeah, thank you, Peter.
All the great guys, great job. I love your pod each week. Can't wait for you guys, all this stuff. Great content, very insightful. I get down to the very last one.
Yeah, what's the last? Read the last one.
Let's see what his name is. Tronix on some bet. T-R-O-N-T. T-R-O-T. Can we just get Alan and Crack? The other guy is so obnoxious.
No,
I don't even.
What did I do?
What did you do?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. How do I fix? How do I dial 30, down?
30 Tronic, 37 comments. 35 that have mentioned both of us in the show. How great they are.
Yeah.
And
what do you do? You can't please all the people. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
you bugs can't. Me though. That's gonna bug me all day. Not bug me, but I want to know. I want to know what. How do I win him over? I want
to.
Can I win? Can I win you over? Can I win you over? I don't know. Probably not.
So why do I have this down here? All right. So three people that you would have loved to see, and they're gone now. Can you name someone?
Oh,
I want to hear what you say.
To see them like play or
live, not me even.
Not athletes or
three people you'd love to. Would
to
you
meet.
Love to see in Las Vegas or love to see? It could be past or present. It has to be someone you've never seen.
Someone I've never seen. Oh, man. Well, that's a tough one, Bill. Like, concert-wise? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have the same three.
Do you?
You're going to agree with me on two of them.
Oh, and these are ones that you've never seen.
Like Elvis Presley.
Oh, of course.
Well, Elvis. I would 100%. Love to have seen Elvis.
Elvis would
He's
be.
He's number one.
Yeah, yeah.
You might get shocked who's number two and number three on my list.
Yours is going to, you're going to say Michael Jackson.
No. Michael Jackson.
No, I don't know. You're going to say.
Listen, Michael's music was great.
I'll tell you who I never saw live and I wish I would have. Whitney.
Whitney would have been, that's it. See?
Whitney.
There's a great one. I go much deeper, though.
Who you got?
Liberace.
I saw him.
You did?
Uh-huh.
You bastard.
You know, he gave me a go-kart when I was 10
You're
years old
kidding
for Christmas.
Me. Wow.
When I was 10 years old.
I go by his house once in a while.
Really?
It's off of Tropicana on the east side. Not the greatest section.
Yeah.
But his house is just, they restored it. It looks so beautiful.
When I was 10 years old, I went through this thing where I had to answer the phone when it rang. The home phone. Well, it was only a home phone, right? There was no cell phones then. I grew up with no cell phone. Usage, Travis. Okay, I don't know if you can imagine such a world.
These guys wouldn't know what to do.
I had a home phone.
Yeah,
you'd have to be outside.
And an answering machine. Do you know what that is? An answering machine.
It was built in, but you know, it wasn't like a separate unit. Like,
got it.
You guys.
Like we had
with tape. With tape. And stuff.
Yeah.
No
you
tape.
Have to turn the tape over. So he calls. I answer the phone. This is like 4 days before Christmas. He's like, I don't do a good Liberace.
Right.
You know, he's like, hi, John, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Santa's coming.
Wow.
Have you been a good boy? You know, what do you want for Christmas?
You're kidding
me. So for whatever reason, I said a go-kart. I never thought about having a go-kart before that.
Right.
I have no clue why go-kart blurted out of my mouth. 3 days later, what do you think got delivered to the house?
Do you see what I mean?
Go-kart.
I love Liberace. He was the most generous guy. Helped so many people.
Unbelievable.
I saw a great documentary recently on him. Just helped everyone. Was a good person.
Yeah.
Like Elvis. Elvis, you know, he loaned himself broke. Not loaned. Gifted himself broke.
Right.
I mean, he gave everything away. Bought Cadillacs for people. Bought things. Bought houses for some people.
I saw him with the candelabra at the Hilton. I want to say the Las Vegas Hilton is where I saw
Unbelievable.
Him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He wore these crazy.
Oh, that's where he was. Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He was
probably inspired
elegant.
Bruce Buffer.
Drove out on his with his you know. Plethora of cars, but always a Rolls Royce on stage and
loaded.
Yeah. Now the last one I'm going to give you're going to be shocked probably because I don't know if you really know him. Louis Prima.
I know who he is. That's
Louis Prima was a great piano.
Well, what's that song? Yeah,
Just a Gigolo.
Just a Gigolo.
But there's
a lot
more. Yeah. You know them. You know Marie.
Great voice. Very distinct.
You know the
voice.
Opening of the movie Casino. That whole thing is Louis Prima has 3 songs in the movie Casino.
Wow.
And if you ever seen there's a great video on him, Louis Prima and the Wildest.
Okay.
Sam Butera was his horn player. It was just unbelievable. That time was just, you know, they would do the late lounge, Casbah Lounge at the Sahara at night.
Yeah.
Sinatra and all the guys, Rat Pack, Sammy Davis, they all came over there after their show was done because their show didn't start till 12.
Yeah.
They would do a midnight show. It was just, I love Louis Prima. I know that's throwback stuff. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
There is stuff I would like to see. Now, I just got to see Billy Joel for the first time. He was unbelievable.
He's so good.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So,
what about comedians? Any comedians that you never saw?
I can't do stand-up comedy. I can't.
Wait, what?
I can't go to it. I can't. My brain doesn't work for stand-up comedy now. Maybe little skits of like Sebastian, those little funny skits. I have like ADD. I can't really. I'm tough. I love, like, you know what I love? Old Rodney. Dangerfield on The Tonight Show with Carson.
Yeah, sure.
It's the greatest
classic
of all time.
Yeah.
I can listen to Sam Kinison. I liked him. But
you can't go to a comedy show.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe Bill Burr. I haven't seen him yet.
Bill Burr's so good.
I haven't seen him yet, but I've seen a couple clips.
Yeah.
I've seen Sebastian over at The Wynn.
Dave Chappelle? Are you a Dave Chappelle fan?
I like Chappelle.
He's great.
Yeah.
Man.
I like Chappelle, but I haven't really sat through one of his shows on Netflix or anything, though. But
Rogan's great.
Really? Comedy?
Yeah, watch the Netflix specials. Really?
I never seen it. I've watched a couple of his podcasts. I actually like his podcast,
of course.
Great. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But anyway, there's just a couple guys. March Madness, we're down to the Final Four.
Yeah.
By the way, Allen Boston literally swept the first 4 games of last week when he gave out the Thursday games.
Yeah.
And I think
I had a lot
Friday
of people send me messages. They tailed it.
No,
I
put some, yeah. The big one, though, laying the points with Creighton, which, of course, I bet the most on lost. His underdogs were great. A couple weeks ago, I think it was a Saturday, all the favorites won, and the sports books were crying. And I thought about this for March Madness. You know, the numbers that you see people in March Madness and some of the pencil pushers upstairs that come down on the sports book and say, how did you possibly lose on a Saturday? They don't look at the secondary income that comes in from the wives or, listen, bunch of guys coming together all the time. What do? They're not just betting March Madness. When those games are over, they're firing at the tables. They're buying their meals in the restaurants.
Yeah.
They're non-gaming revenue driven. So these guys in the office, I feel for some of the sports book directors and stuff sometimes when they come down on not thinking of all the other income that comes in due to March Madness.
Yeah. The last week, I've had 4 different girls send me DMs saying, who do I bet on for the college basketball?
Wow. Yeah. Girls are getting. Now, picture if girls are doing that.
Yeah.
Everyone's betting now. It's so unfashionable.
It's shocking.
It kind of is shocking. You know, I did a special on a show called Vice years ago.
Yep.
This is like 15 years ago. And they asked me, will sports betting ever get nationwide? I was wrong. I said, I just don't see it. I don't see it nationwide. Maybe a couple states, I just don't see it nationwide. And look what happened. It's real simple. As soon as they hung the dollars out to the NBA and the commissioners of all the leagues, the NFL and all these leagues that said, oh, well, no, we don't want no sports, but don't mention sports betting. Oh, my God, Brett Musburger just mentioned that affected the line. You know, and people were all shocked. But as soon as they got in the revenue sharing, oh, yeah, we love it. Come on in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have other scandals happen now and little things happen now. But, I mean, like I said, as long as they teach responsible gambling or try to put it out there, I'll still be – not that I'm so negative, but I'll still be – tough on different leagues and stuff for different sports books, even for not having that responsible gambling thing out there, you know? Just last night, a casino in town put up, and this was a casino, not even a sports book. A casino put up on Twitter last night that a customer that won like $600,000. But what they didn't realize, I guess, you know, So look, they put up this tweet. Congratulations to a lucky lady who won two jackpots within an hour, totaling $647,000. What they're not counting, I think I took a photo of it so we could see it here. Yeah, I did. What they're not counting is, okay, yeah, okay, great. She won $532,000 on this machine.
Right.
$2,500 a spin. I mean, it's not like you won a progressive jackpot for a dollar. And you won $600,000.
She's may have pumped $300,000 into that.
$2,500 a spin. They're showing two different jackpots. They forget to mention that. I mean, $2,500. She won $115,000. Not that it's not a lot of money.
Sure.
But
misleading.
Let me be real blunt. That's
she might still be down.
That's 45 spins.
Right.
$2,500 a spin. I mean, it's 45 hits at the button.
Right.
I mean, you're not, like, they just don't realize sometimes that, like, they're advertising, ooh, look at this lady. They're putting it out there.
Right.
And she bets $2,500 a hand. I mean, video poker, or not video poker, $2,500 on a reel, which you just press a button, you know, which every hand's a hand pay. Literally, you break even. If you lose money.
Every hand is a hand pay.
If you press a hand and you can get paid back $1,250 and lose $1,250 on the spin, there's a tax document generated. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
That you lose money, but this antiquated law that we have for 50 years, no, whatever, I think it's 40 years, that they have this law that that you get a tax.
$1,200, right? After $1,200.
It's crazy.
Oh, anything over $1,199.
It's absolutely crazy that you get this anyway, that's another whole issue in itself. But so I want to talk about that. There's a special on a four-part Vegas special.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for the name of it. I'm sorry. So there's a four-part Vegas special. Let me just see. Let me just put Vegas special. I'm putting it in there because it was on CNN. The Story of Sin City.
Mm.
It's a four-part series that was on.
Netflix or what's it on?
As a matter of fact, your dad was on twice. I forgot to even
what tell
you. Your dad's on this twice. Yeah, two different.
Really,
I seen your dad two different times on this.
What platform is it on?
CNN. It's on CNN. I'm not really a CNN fan, but CNN. It's a four-part special on Las Vegas original series, and it was so good. Oh my God! Just seeing it, I remember.
And they mentioned him twice.
Not mentioned. They showed him twice.
Huh.
Yeah, two different things there. It was so good. It was just a great special that they came up with.
That's just for free? Just go to CNN?
Yeah. You can watch it for free at home, too. You can just Google it, and it'll come right up, the four-part special.
Yep.
You're not watching the four-part special.
I'm going to watch.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
if it's Vegas-related, I'm in.
I think your dad's on 3 and 4. On there's four episodes. It's 3 and 4. But it's just, I love watching that kind
of
stuff.
I was watching, am I interrupting?
No.
Okay.
Of course.
Vegas Pauly C. I was watching his Instagram last night.
Yeah.
He somehow got to do a tour of Shenandoah, Wayne Newton's house.
Oh, really?
It's for sale.
Oh, I'm gonna look at that.
$31 or $32 million.
Yeah.
Did you know that he parked his private jet at the house?
How do you? What are you? Where? How can he land there?
I don't know if it's just there for looks now.
For looks.
But it's got a terminal.
Wow. I know that he has that whole block on the east side. You go by it, you see the beautiful running water and the stallion.
He's got a jetway. He went on like when you're getting on a plane.
Yeah,
you walk through that same kind of thing. He toured the plane.
Yeah,
the property.
You had to meet him, I'm sure.
Insane, Wayne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because my dad shared a theater with him.
Right.
Yeah, then they had
a little tip, but they're okay.
They're good now. Yeah,
good.
They patched it up. By the way, Wayne Newton's birthday also today.
Wow.
You know who's born on April 3rd?
No.
Wayne Newton.
Okay.
Tony O. Doris Day.
Oh, used to love Doris Day.
Marlon Brando.
Wow. Only the best.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie. Used to like him when I was a
kid. And everyone's favorite gangster, Chael Sonnen, retired UFC fighter.
Oh, I know him too.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know all those people.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty wild. Anyway, sorry. I sidetracked you.
No, there's no sidetrack. This is our show.
Wing it.
Let me say something else here.
Go.
So, our former guest, Anthony Curtis, who I love his podcast.
Yes.
He's got a great podcast about Vegas every week.
Teaches
you so much stuff.
Yeah.
But Anthony Curtis, Las Vegas advisor, publisher, on one of his shows, he talked about this place called Jackson's on the corner of, did we talk about this yet? I don't remember. The Jackson's on the corner of Jones and Flamingo?
No.
Steak they have there?
No.
So he talked about this 1-pound ribeye steak. If you like a barbecue grill, you have to like a grilled steak on a barbecue grill, on a flame grill. So I said, all right, I'm going to go over there. I went over there with a buddy. I got to tell you, for $20. That's unbelievable. You get a baked potato. You get a great 1-pound ribeye. So now I talked to someone there. I talked to the head chef that's in the back there. It's a bar. Right. So he says, we break about even. We're hoping you're going to have a couple beers or a drink or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's about a break even deal. Because it's an unbelievable steak. It comes with vegetables. It comes with baked potato. I just tell you, I used to love steak. My favorite meal if I was ever named it. Then if anyone ever asked me, then I stopped eating steak. I just would rather have a hamburger or something.
Okay.
I got in that. Now I'm back in the steak mode.
Steak
so
is great.
So here we're hitting your dad up, telling him about
Peter Luger's,
and I'm telling you about this $20 deal over at Jackson's.
Where is it?
On the corner of Flamingo and Jones.
Oh.
It's a bar. There's a pizza place there called Monzu, too, right there. That's pretty decent, too, yeah. But, yeah, like a Napoleon-style pizza. But Jackson's, Jesus, I got to give them a credit for that because, you know, a steak out is $75 now, $85.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, you go to, like, even Peter Luger's, a steak is $100.
Yeah.
A steak for two, they have, like, $150. But that, you know, it's a presentation. It's just, you know,
they slice it for you. I do like that.
No, it's just sick.
Yeah.
They slice it for you.
Yeah.
Exactly right. But they also have a great burger for lunchtime. They have a break. If you go to lunchtime, they're open for lunch. They're closed Monday, Tuesday for lunch. Their burger and they also have a steak sandwich. I mean, I think it's great. So, all right. Now, I want to ask you about some other things here. All right. Actually, I don't want to ask you. I want to tell you.
Mm.
So, I have my neighbor, good guy, he goes, hey, can we go over to the South Point to the Italian restaurant? Which I was like, wow, I don't know, Italian? I never
no,
heard
it's good.
Anyone say anything good. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it now. But anyway, that was the purpose of the story. It wasn't about the restaurant itself, but it was very good. I tell you what, they just do everything right there.
Yeah. That was the after my dad's show spot.
Really?
For many, many,
It was very good.
The chicken parm over there is legit, man.
Everyone had a lot of different things. I actually tried that. Yeah.
No. It's called Don.
Yeah, Don Vito's.
Don Vito's.
That's it. Wow. See, you hit with just that. Anyway.
Yeah.
I went over there somewhere. I went over and my friend and his wife invites another friend and girlfriend.
Okay.
And the biggest mistake was made that night. And I have to tell you what I did, John. I taught him advantage gambling on machines.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a civilian. He doesn't want to know. But he likes to play now. Now he plays the Frankenstein a little bit. He'll get a little bonus there.
Yeah.
Or this Lynx that I like to play. I just show him about that.
What about the piggies? No piggies?
Yeah, he'll check the piggies. But like he'd rather play Keno. Like, no. He's normal. I'm not even mad at anyone for doing it. You do what you want. This is the way I play, you know? So now, I look at casinos different. I go in and I'm looking to steal. And not steal. I'm not saying steal.
An advantage.
Yeah, I'm looking for an advantage. So my buddy invites me to dinner. We go. He brings a couple. The couple, he starts telling them how we play advantage slot machines. So now I'm just, it's okay. I don't care. I'm telling, but I know it's going to lead into a lot of questions.
Right.
Now, it finds out she's a gambler. And, you know, it just brings up a lot of subject matter. Next thing you know, she got a couple wines in her. I don't care if they see it. It doesn't matter to me.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to start arguing with me. She's saying, there's no advantage. Get out of here. And then she's playing video poker. And now I have to mess with her a little bit. I said, what game do you play? What do you? Oh, I play video poker, double-double bonus. I said, if you got like Jackson fives, what do you do? She goes, what do you mean, what do? You hold the jacks, throw the fives away. You want to go for four of a kind. I said, okay. I said, see what I mean? That's not an advantage. The advantage is keeping the jacks and fives. The full house pays 45. I knew she was going to start back because the way she talked.
Right.
I was like, well, you're playing a 98% game to 95%, keeping, you know, maybe even lower. I don't know. Like, and they hold ace 10 suited. Like, they hold cards you're not supposed to hold. But that's okay. But I wouldn't have came after her if she didn't come after me.
Right,
And me and my neighbor. Because you guys don't. There's no advantage. And I text him privately. Don't ever tell a civilian anything again. I had the text on my phone. I'll show it to you. Like I'd be willing to help anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, The girl wants to tell me about double-double bonus poker. All I need to know is she keeps the... Just play Keno, sweetie.
When you do get ace-10 suited, you just keep the ace?
Yeah. Yeah, unless the progressive is so high. I'm going to say just keep the ace.
So you're never trying to go for the royal... I know that's three cards from the royal.
Of course you do. If it's ace-jack suited, you keep ace-jack. But because the jacks, you get paid. Jacks are better.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. Because, right, the pair of tens does you no good if they pair up.
See, you picked up on it in 5 seconds.
Right.
You guys don't want to go after John on these things?
George, you missed that. Well, you weren't in yet. Bill was reading some of the comments.
Last episode? It was some of the things were so nice.
Someone left a real nice one, a real nice comment saying how I know when to shut up, I know when to lay out and just let them do their thing, whatever. But the very last comment says, "Can't we just get Crack and Allen? The other guy's obnoxious."
The other guy's
oh my god.
The other guy's so obnoxious. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to love those. I had one on a show for me last week where the comment read, "George ain't it." That was it, dude. George ain't it. So conspicuous.
Yeah. I'm looking for the text where I said you cannot share these things. What's wrong with you? I got mad because the girls look like going after me.
Yeah. It's just because she was drunk though.
Yeah. No. That's just the way they think anyway. Because people do that in double-double bonus. They want to hold two pair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. They don't want to hold two. Now, the only one you do break up is aces.
Yeah.
If you have aces and deuces, you break up.
Yeah.
You keep the aces. But they just want to go for four. No, four of a kind. You got to go for four of a kind.
I have a slot question for you. Yeah. I was with your buddy Dave, who's nice enough to take me to hockey games when he comes to town.
Oh, yeah. I turned down yesterday's game even. I turned down so many games.
He was in town last week.
Yeah.
And he brought up a question.
Yeah.
So you remember how you were talking about the sour rooters and how people will huddle behind the machine because they know it's going to hit and they're waiting for someone to get up?
Sure.
So what's the rule if two people, this was Dave's question, I said I'll ask it on the show. So two people want the same machine, they're waiting, right? Yeah. Someone gets up and then a guy immediately sits down, but the other guy puts his card in. So whose machine is it? What constitutes it's your machine? Card in or whoever's butt gets down on the
whoever
seat?
Whoever weighs more. No, it's.
Do you know? Like,
yeah. Listen, there has to be some kind of a etiquette and courtesy if two guys. Now I don't particularly do that. I don't wait it out. But now if I go here, this is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
If I walk and see a machine that's built that someone else is building up and they're about to get up, I'll stop and look. But whoever's there first. Gets the machine.
Whoever's there first.
Yeah, whoever's
meaning
there
whoever
first.
But what if it feels like a tie?
No,
whoever sits down, or whoever gets their card in,
or you could split. You could make it. Hey, they will split it. We got here both at the same time. But they're very aggressive. These slot hustlers.
Yeah,
very aggressive. Oh, this brings up a story. It wasn't even on my list.
Tell me.
I almost got thrown out of a casino the other night.
No way.
Yeah, the GM comes over. I have his card in my bag. The general manager. I don't want to embarrass them because I know this is an individually owned casino, which I personally know the owner. So I was downtown.
Okay.
And do I mention the casino now? I really don't want it because I like the casino.
We can bleep it out.
No, but it's okay.
It's not Circa.
So I go downtown.
Oh, he ignored it.
No, I won't say it was.
Okay.
I go downtown.
Blink twice if it's Circa.
So I go down
and
I get a phone call. I get a text from one of my, I have a couple spotters. They don't have a lot of money.
Right.
If they ever see something big, they'll text me and say, hey, this is $30 a spin. This is $50 a spin. It's worth it. I'll look at it and I'll go down and say, hold the machine if it's that good, because it could be worth a lot. This was worth $1,700 actually. We actually won $1,700 on it.
And when they hold the machine, do they put money in it and they just play super slow?
This guy doesn't know. And that's the problem here. That's what the GM, I actually wound up talking it out with the GM. That's the problem, John. The guy didn't. He looked disheveled. I'll say that.
Got it.
And he's unshaven, and he's waiting, and he's just sitting on the machine.
Looks like a vagrant.
Now I get there. They was already being spotted by surveillance. I find out now. I get there, sit down, put $500 in the machine, and there was two different bonuses. One at $30 a spin. One at $50 a spin.
Yep.
Normally, that's too much money, even for me. Yeah. I had one that was 120 a spin. I think I told you at the Venetian.
Yeah.
I had partners, thank God, and we were in 23,000. Yeah, Randy McKay was one of them. We got to bring him on the show. He was one of them on video. I had him on a video. I said, Randy, you got to go partners with me. This, you know, could lose a lot. I knew this machine could be that volatile. Right. I didn't know we were going to be 23 in. Thank God. I only brought 25. But
and it hit.
Yeah, we lost. We lost a good amount of money.
Really?
Yeah, we lost.
Even though it hit.
I had a hand pay at the end for $13,000. We still lost. Yeah. We're going after the bonus we're going after. So, anyway, Spotter tells me, I go and sit down, 500 in. Boom, I hit the first one for 700. Now, the 50 a hand, I wound up winning another 1,000. So I just went and got a player card made. I never had a card there.
Yep.
And next thing I know is I win 1,700, and they were watching me the whole time because I got up off the machine. You know, I dress well. I'm dressed well, like I was sure. A dress shirt. And,
yeah.
You know, and the guy Googled my name.
Yep.
And he didn't know me. And he said to me, "Hi, Mr. Krakenberger. We just don't want your kind in here." I was like, "My kind? What do you mean?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, we try to save, you know, that machine you're on, you know, that's for our players, our people that give us that." I said, "Wait, hold on, time out." I said, can you sit down for a second? I said, I mentioned that I know who was bosses, and
yep.
I'm a little embarrassed because if he tells the owner, I don't care, I'm going to tell him actually when I see him. But I said, listen, I come in here all the time. You know, I actually came in there with somebody else, and we actually ate dinner with the owner recently. So it was a little bit embarrassing to say, but I wasn't doing anything wrong. I'm just gambling. Right. I can lose. By the way, you can lose. Like I lost at the Venetian.
Right.
I lost like $9,000. You can lose. You can lose. You don't always have to win. So I had to explain to him that the person that went on before me to build this up to a 14X, to build this up to here, they lost their money.
Right.
So you're still making money on this thing. Trust
right.
me. There's no way you're not making money.
Right.
And not only that, the night before it was still there because the spotter said it, I just couldn't come down. And the next day I came down, it was still there. They had chances to get their money back. You know what I mean? Because I would understand someone wants to get their money back. Maybe they ran out of money. 50 a spin. You know, I just ran lucky, put the first 500 in, and then started hitting. But it's a mathematical advantage. And after that was all said and done, he told me, the GM, that he gambles himself, which I like. He goes, "I'll gamble myself. I'll walk around, maybe look for the machine." I said, "Wait a minute. So you do it? You're admitting to me that you're doing it." He goes, "I'll walk around, but we're a standalone property. We have to, you know." It was the El Cortez, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the El Cortez. So, and Kenny Epstein's the owner. And I've seen him many times. Had dinner with him. I used to go, Jackie Gawn and Kenny Epstein came in every Wednesday night to the Pierros. I sat at the next table to him for years and talked to him. So, and this guy also had this tape, same type of name. I said, "Wow, is this?" His last name was very similar to Kenny's, so he's been with him a long time. And I had to explain to him what was going on. I just thought you'd find that funny. They wanted to walk me out, and now I got to know him a little bit. And he's like, "You know, we wouldn't have known you, but that guy comes in here. He's part of a team." I said, "Wait, hold the time out. He's not part of a team. He's a lone wolf. He had no money. The guy had no money. He needed a phone charger." He's like, "Bill, can I get a phone charger from the gift shop?" I gave him $100 bill. I said, "Here, just hold the whole thing. Just keep that for now for your pocket." And sure enough, we won, and I gave him a good share of the money. But
that's nice.
But like he had no money at all. And here's the reason why they really got him. Don't make. And by the way, he's not a part of a team. He is that lone wolf guy.
Yeah.
What does he do with money I give him? I yelled at him.
Puts it right back in the machine.
I said, "What are you doing?" He went over to video poker and was playing like a negative game. He's like, "Oh, I like this game." Now, I was like, "No wonder why you're broke."
Right.
Like, you know the advantage machines, and you throw them in these machines. He goes, "Well, I like to get rooms. I get free rooms in the casino." I was like, "Oh." But, I mean, they're only going to lose the money anyway, some of these people. So
yeah.
The GM has to put all that into the equation, I thought. But he was a very nice guy, and I didn't get barred or anything from the casino. I'm just not allowed to eat stone crabs with Kenny Epstein no more.
Right. But can you go back and play the machine or no?
I guess. Sure. I mean, I won like 1680, I think I won. But, yeah.
And you mentioned Pierros. George, have you been to Pierros?
Negative.
Can we do a mandatory
Pierros.
Three of
I'll
us?
Tell you what we really should do. More than Pierros. Where I ate last night. South Point again. Michael's.
Michael's is so good. Have you been to Michael's?
So good.
Negative.
Yeah.
No. I have a free dinner at Michael's.
Really?
I just need to tell...
one of the guys there?
Mr. Gawn, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He offered it to me.
Wow. Yeah. No, Michael's is, that's the best restaurant I think I've ever been to.
It's amazing.
I think it's the best I've ever, not just Vegas.
Maloof's eat there a lot.
I think it's just the best restaurant I've ever been to. So,
yeah.
I had to throw out a couple drunken elitists last night.
What? Yeah. What's going on with you? You've got a lot of drama going on here.
The guys I was with, though, really, too. We're not going to stand for no abuse for the staff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
The staff was being abused. So
by one of your people?
No.
No.
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
We're not the big class.
Right. No, I know. I thought maybe one of your guys stepped out of line. Right. Okay.
So, you know, people say how hard it is to get into Michael's. Just listen. Fold up 20 or a couple 20s and give it to Jose, the maitre d'. It's been there for 30 years. And the other guy's there 37 years, too.
Right.
You'll get in. But, you know, I like the, and they give you the practice plate. The relish tray comes out.
Yeah.
You get that. And then you get, how about dinner? I mean, how about dessert? They give you all the chocolate covered marshmallows, strawberries, cherries, pineapple, chocolate covered, hand dipped in the place. Now you get a big giant fruit basket that comes to the table. That's all free. Yeah. But anyway, I'm getting into the food and I forgot about it. Don't think I forgot about these drunken elitists.
Okay.
So two girls come in.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, look. I actually said to the guys, I said, look at these girls, like mid 40s, maybe 47, 48, dressed impeccable.
Right.
Like beautiful, really cool. I just know, no big deal. Now she gets up and goes, she just got in. The two girls, one limps into the bathroom. Like she was drunk. They came in drunk.
Yeah.
And her high heels, she couldn't even walk on them hardly. I didn't think nothing of it. I felt bad for her a little bit. She goes down, she gets a drink. Next thing I know, they're two tables away. Now, Michael's is very, you know.
Yeah.
It's petite. It's great. She starts screaming at the waiter. This drink's not right. And pushes it over. Now I actually could see it. I'm like, holy shit, look at this girl. And the other one, they start yelling at the waiter. Now, of course, the maitre d' comes over. And now they start yelling at the maitre d'. And he was so nice. Man, we'll get you another thing with you. This isn't a five-star place like I thought it was.
No way.
And now they're like getting up like they want to leave. You know, I'm with some guys that just tell them, listen, you don't have to eat here. Get out. Like literally throwing them out. I'm putting it nicely.
Yeah.
Because they were really abusing the staff, which I hate.
Yeah.
You know, I hate anyone abusing anything. Yeah. I don't like no one abusing dealers at the table. I don't like anything. It's not their fault. Like, you know, I just don't like any abuse of the regular people.
When I play poker, I will not allow people yelling at the dealer.
No,
I don't like the bad river card and you start
they
freaking out
get,
on the
like,
dealer.
You know,
it's crazy.
People have a lot of misplaced rage. They watch these things on social media, and they think they want to be a tough guy now.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, you see these usually telephone tough guys or arguments and fights you all. Fights are the most popular things in out in America.
Yeah.
So they see that, and they want to be part of it. It's just terrible.
You'll like this story. Oh. Last summer when I was playing in the World Series events, right? I'm playing in the daily, the World Series daily tournament. So it's a non-bracelet event, right? So I enter late.
Okay.
And as I'm walking up to my table, the seat I'm about to take, the guy is still he's about to leave. The guy just got eliminated.
Okay.
Right? He's screaming at the dealer about the river card that put him out. And they're going back and forth. And I'm sitting there. I'm waiting off the side because I'm waiting for him to just take his backpack and leave so I can sit in that same chair. Right?
Yeah.
Finally, he's going on and on and on. And finally, I just said, buddy, you got to stop. Stop yelling at her like that. Don't talk to her like
that.
You know, and so when me and him go back and forth a little bit, and I was like, I'll do whatever you want to do, but you won't like, trust me when I tell you, it's not going to work out well for you.
Yeah.
If you want to keep continuing this, we're going to go to the next level, and you won't like the next
level. At least
you
got the pressure off her.
So he leaves, and then she says, thank you. And then I was like, man, that's crazy. And then she's like, yeah, it's just stressful because it's my first day.
Oh, God.
I go, oh, it's your first day dealing with World Series? She says, no. This is my first day dealing poker ever. Because, you know, for World Series, they got to staff up.
There's a giant
They come
sign
from
out.
All over.
I see a giant sign out now.
That they're hiring.
Yeah,
a billboard on the 15th.
A giant billboard on the 15th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, really? And I said, you know, so she's dealing tournaments, so there's no tips till the end, right? So I say to her, what's your Venmo? And I said, do you have Venmo? She goes, yeah. And so she gives me her Venmo, and I send her $50, and I said, welcome to Vegas.
Wow.
Right? Okay.
That's how you get the girls.
That's last July.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I 2 months ago, a buddy of mine, I can just say, yeah. So Randall Emmett calls me up and he says, "Hey, there's WPT event at Resorts. I'm putting you in."
Nice.
Okay. So I go and I play. I sit down, and the dealer. I sit down and she's about to start, and she goes, "Oh, hi, John."
Wow.
And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, hi. I'm like, I know you? And she goes, yeah, we've met before. And I'm like, we did? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like looking at her and I'm like, I don't remember. And then as she starts to say it, it hit me. I go, wow. Wait, World Series last year. She goes, yeah. And then she told the whole table. She was like, yeah.
Oh, what a cool story.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes, she says, it was really, it meant a lot to me because no one's ever stuck up for me in my whole life.
Oh, wow. That even means
what
more.
What this girl said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun little story. I just thought,
no, it's a great, it's a great story.
Yeah.
Listen, I have to
hopefully
be,
that's
I have,
not too obnoxious.
I have to be, yeah. I have to be blunt. I have to be blunt.
Yeah.
You didn't mind your own business. I don't mind my own business all the time. And we might be wrong, but I am not going to sit by and stand by and watch someone abuse a regular person, a hardworking person.
Yeah.
You know, I just won't.
Especially a girl.
I'll get myself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I will. I mean, the guys I was with last night, though, they were, you know, because you got to think now, too. These girls are dressed up so nice. They could be with some big hunky, hully, you know, giant guys outside or something. Who knows? And they just sent them to the restaurant to get away.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't have worked out too good for them last night.
Yeah, right? I don't care. Yeah.
But last night would. But anyway.
Women and old people.
Oh,
I'll
my
defend
God.
To the death.
I will, too.
Yeah.
Like, people no holding
won't have
doors.
It.
Yesterday, I was at the M, and I told them, I said, listen, there's a lady outside in an electric wheelchair. I had to open it. She's pushing the thing. The thing's broken. How can you guys not? Both doors.
Right.
They're not working. Is there an electrical circuit out something? Because both doors, the handicap thing's not working. I mean, that's like, you know, they can get in so much trouble for that, I would think, if it's just an accident. But, I mean, this is going on for a while. There's another one in town, this parking garage, that the button doesn't work. Don't you got to send someone once a week around to make sure that the handicapper and no one even knows how to hold doors. Try to find someone under 30. When I see a kid do it, I let him know. I said, you are unbelievable. You had great parents.
Yeah.
And maybe their parents are with them. So you guys raised him great. I mean, look this. He's the last of the Mohicans, this kid.
Yeah, it's true.
But, they're on the phones and, you know, okay, let's get into the last thing.
Go ahead.
We've been on here almost an hour.
What do you got?
This is my word here. When are casino executives, hosts, going to learn that a $50 comp to a restaurant or a pass for two to the buffet cost them minimal? Even though it's 30 a person,
right?
That costs you 10 a person.
Yeah.
It costs you maybe less than 10 a person, actually. It costs you about 15 bucks for 50. You know, I just don't understand that they don't realize how much money it could cost them in you know, bad publicity.
Right.
Or that one person goes home and tells a person, oh, my God, that local casino, they didn't give me a comp for the buffet. And next thing you know, a little thing that could have been handled here, spider webs out and 30 people know about it. And maybe 50 or 100 people know
weird.
About it. Now, I'm not saying just give away your product.
Sure.
But if someone's a player, they're a player. You know what I mean? Like when someone walks in a casino and say, oh, you know what, let's go eat first. So you give your card based on your previous play. They see every week, every month you come in. You didn't play nothing yet today. Like, or better yet, yeah, you've been winning the last couple times. Like, winning or losing shouldn't matter. It should be your Theo, or what you represent to the casino long term. Just aggravates me.
Old Vegas rules
Old
was
Vegas
the best
rules.
When it came to that.
And Trop
right?
closed. Another one of the mob casinos closed.
Did you go over there?
No.
I saw a lot of people went over there.
I didn't go over.
Yeah.
I was going to, you know, you can go over. I heard they were stealing everything. Ashtrays.
Really?
Chips.
Did you go over there,
things
George?
Off the wall. Did you read it, George?
I didn't go over there, but that happens every time a casino closes. This story is just rinse and repeat.
They were stealing everything.
I should have went.
Which is, you know, just to get a chip or something. You know what? I didn't think about it. It's going to be that marketplace is really collectibles are really hopping. So those chips are going to be worth a lot more already. I could have bought, you know, $100 worth of singles there. I was there a month ago, you know, of ones. But anyway, all right, guys. We'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. Thanks for the good comments. Thanks for watching. And subscribe and like. There we go.
I like it.
All right. Next week.